Recording 374. 374. 374. Wild birds are coming in. This is 374. There are some wild birds here coming around. They're perching in a big tall tree here, and they look like females, all females. Stop. So recording the wild birds. Wild bird. Here come some more wild ones. Three males just joined with three females. And they are now perched in a tall white fir next to the net site. So recording, it's 11:31 a.m. and there are six wild birds here. And at least four of them are females. And I think there are in this lodgepole right above the net foraging. And in fact, I saw a bird fly out for a moth, just like a flycatcher a minute ago. They're flying out like flycatchers for moths. Amazing. Stop. So recording, there's a crossbow right above the net here, pointing at the wild bird. Airplanes flying over. And this bird's foraging in large cones, and the cone just dropped. Pointing at this wild bird here. There goes a male going down, and he's sitting on 375's cage. There goes another one over by 375. Pair on 375 now, male and female. Meanwhile, this is Chitter of bird 33. The male flew back up into the lodge pole. That was him chittering as he flew into the tree. Stop. Okay, this is wild female. Perched low in a very small lodge pole pine here in the fence. Singing. In song here. Went down. So recording, that wasn't a female, that was a male. Right nearby, he's calling. Okay, he's calling now. And the birds are going down for water. Yep, can everyone see this? There are only four crossbills here, three females and one male. The other two males I thought I saw are probably casting switches, and we saw those take off a while back. So fur coating. The four birds were bathing in the water here in the in this marshy area, and now they're perched in a tall dead tree about 20 to 30 feet or 20 to 25 feet above the ground, just drying off. In fact, the male's the lowest one. He's only 15 feet above the ground. Yep, according. I'm really close to the wild female. And they just flew over. And that's the chitter of another bird that just flew right past me. It's recording the wild flock finished bathing, and they all just flew into this lodgepole pine here. And they're up in the tree foraging and stuff. They're starting to 374. And there's 374 again. 374. And the wild birds, four wild birds in the flock are calling. They're gonna take off. 374. 374. Yeah. These are the wild birds. Starting to kick off. Yeah. So this is one of the wild birds calling from that tall fir tree by itself. Recording, this is bird 378. 378. That one wild bird that was just calling came back in. This is still 378 calling. Circling, wild birds here. I think a large flock is coming in. Very large flock is coming in. And it's 12:01, and there's a whole bunch of crossbills interacting in the sky here, and now they're all perched up in the fir tree nearby. Stop. Okay, this is a wild bird. It's still in the lodgepole time, not interacting with that other flock. This is that same bird that I was recording a minute ago, and that was lone and in the fir. Calling rapidly now. Stop. members of this other flock are flying one by one now into the lodgepole pine. And this other flock contains a good proportion of males. Stop. According to crossbills all over the place here, flying around. Now all the wild birds have joined and they're in the lodgepole pine together. While the captives, meanwhile, are not calling all that much. Stop. Start calling bird 374 again. 374.